From the Carol App for Mums, this is the Mum Debrief podcast with your host, Holly Zocalan, mum of two and the founder of the Carol App, the free mobile app connecting and supporting mums throughout their motherhood journey through community and handpicked expert-led content. The Mum Debrief is a podcast where we talk all things motherhood from the good, the bad, and the tantrums. Join us as we welcome expert guests to talk all things pregnancy to postpartum and beyond, and discuss our own experiences to help make your motherhood journey a little bit easier. We are so happy to have you here. Let's get into it. This episode is brought to you by Beauty Pie, the beauty brand aiming to provide consumers with high-end, hard-working products without the hefty price tag. Beauty Pie is an absolute go-to for affordable luxury skin products that work. Some of my favourite products include the Japan Fusion Cleanser and the Healthy Skin Moisturiser. Both are an absolute staple in my skincare routine and help to keep my skin looking youthful, glowy and hydrated. The Carol App community has an exclusive discount of 3 months free membership, where you get 70% off full price luxury skincare and beauty products. And trust me when I say their products are incredible. Go to www.beautypie.com/bp/promotions/the-carol-app to get your exclusive discount today. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mum Debrief. Today we're speaking with Gail, who is the founder of Blossom and Berry. Gail is a baby yoga and baby massage teacher. She has taught over 2,000 baby massage and baby yoga teachers worldwide. And in this conversation, we dive into everything to do with the love bubble, connecting with your baby, baby yoga, baby massage, how it can help colic, reflux, and so much more. Enjoy! Hi Gail, welcome to the Mum Debrief.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we get started, it would be great if you could introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us all about your offerings.
Absolutely. So I'm Gail Berry. I'm the founder of Blossom and Berry. I'm an international expert on, I would say, nurturing care. I started off as baby massage and baby yoga, but now we really are expanding to look at why love and care matters in the first 1001 days of life. I'm a mummy of three who are 22, 20 and 19 tomorrow. And I have three children in 3.5 years. So I had a very, a very beautiful, quite intense experience when my children were young. I also help women to step into their feminine leadership. And I'm the founder of a charity called Love Support Unite that gives back to vulnerable parents in Malawi. So that's kind of my life. That's like 20 years just gone like that in like a minute. So
amazing. No, that's wow. Three children in 3.5 years. I have my second last April and I'm like, oh my god. So yeah, kudos to you, because it is a lot for sure.
It's weird actually. Strangely, the more children in the shorter period of time, the more surrender that I had to go into. I'm really grateful for it, because there was no space or capacity really to even question anything. It was just like, you know, this is what life is going to be like. And I feel really grateful that, you know, like in the chaos, we found our own little flow. So yeah, and it's brilliant now because they're all like a little gang. So
amazing. It's so true. And I think when you're in the swing of things, I suppose it's all the same, isn't it? The nappies, the potty training, you
exactly.
know.
Sleep like up in the night. It was like bedroom number one, bedroom number two, someone needs a nappy change, bedroom number three, like someone's got a tummy bug. It was like that for about 7 years.
Funny. And now you're at the other side.
Yes. Yeah.
So what inspired you? I know you said that you started off in baby yoga, baby massage. What inspired you to get into the industry?
So this is a long story, so I'm going to test myself on this podcast to see if I can be very concise. So I used to work in the city. I started life as a project finance lawyer in the city. That was about 23 years ago. I absolutely hated it. It wasn't aligned with me at all, but I didn't really know a way out. And I accidentally became pregnant when I was 26. It was a very happy accident. It wasn't something that was my intention. I'd only been married for about 3 months. And when I had Emily, she was a super, super unsettled baby. She had like colic And, you know, I was a nervous new mum. I'd never held a baby before in my life. It was all like, you know, typical like new mum feelings, you know, where it's just like overwhelm. So I went to a baby massage class out of kind of desperation because someone said, just try this. And when I went in there, I don't know what happened. It was like magic. It's like all the stress and the anxiety just dropped out of my body. And I just got really present with Emily. And I just realized that everything was going to be okay, that everything was going to be fine, that we would co-create this journey together. And it wasn't actually my responsibility to like know how to do everything. And, you know, like it would always be like a dance, like a backwards and forwards between the two of us. And so by the time I left that 1 hour class, I had decided I was going to give up my job as a lawyer that I'd studied like 7 years at university to do, and I was going to train to be a baby massage teacher. And at the time there was no smartphones, like we didn't even have a computer at home. I think you had to go to the library like to go and find a computer. And I just went and googled it, and before I knew it I was on the training course. And of course everyone was a bit like, she's a little bit crazy here, because baby massage is you know, like really well known now, but back in the day, back then, it was really not known at all. So it was hard to find a course, and people were just a bit like, okay, yeah, that's what you're gonna do. And I did, and here I am 23 years later.
Amazing. Yeah, that's, I mean, if you felt like it was the right thing to do, obviously it's worked out really well.
yeah absolutely. I mean, it was like that. That's why I think I have the attitude that I have towards life, which is, you know, at the right moment, the whatever is waiting for you is there, and it's activated like not a single moment before and not a single moment less. And also some of the things that you think you want, like not in a million years did I think I was going to be a baby massage teacher, you know, when I was working as a project finance lawyer in the city. But it came for me, you know, it came for me. And then I said yes, and the rest is history. So
brilliant. I know that baby massage is definitely more well known now, and baby yoga and classes and things like that. I know that there's a lot of conversation around, and it's true that baby massage is recommended for soothing and kind of relaxing babies. How does baby massage and baby yoga help new parents to bond with their babies and create that stronger connection?
Yeah, so really there's kind of like a physical reason, and then there's a more energetic kind of spiritual reason. And, you know, if you've seen our website, you'll know that I talk about love. So the way that we teach baby massage is it's all about embodying love, being love, being present, being connected. And so there's two sides of it. So from a physical point of view, when you actually touch the skin, when you have things like eye contact, when you get your five a day, which we talk about at Blossom and Berry, so, you know, you smell your baby, you gaze at your baby, you talk to your baby, you touch your baby, and you stimulate the skin, you get what's called the love bubble. That's what we call it. And it's like an oxytocin like rush into the body, which relaxes you, activates all your relaxation responses, and also does the same in your baby. So you're really coming out of your head, and your body is physically supporting you to come into your heart. So, you know, there's lots and lots of scientific studies that show that touch, you know, really brings us into a state of love and connection. Also, anecdotally, around the world, in all Indigenous cultures, we would have parented in close proximity to our babies all the time. Like, there would have been continuous physical connection. It's just that we don't practice that so much now, but that is the way that we used to parent. It's just we've forgotten, or life has become structured in a different way that it makes that difficult. And then from a like an energetic point of view, again, using the love bubble analogy, it's like life is so busy for new parents and carers that presence is the greatest gift you can give your baby. So when you actually stop and become still, you connect with your heart, your feelings, you bring your energy to that space, into that love bubble with your baby, and your baby receives that so much. Like, if there was one thing that I could just say to every single parent on the planet, it's just be with your baby. That is all you need to do. You do not need to do anything else. I promise you, like, well, your baby is madly in love with you, mm-hmm. and just wants to just be connected to you. And, you know, if we resist, sometimes that's where, you know, we get confused, because babies biologically are designed to be carried and be with us as much as possible. And actually, if you strip everything back, if we have more freedom to play and enjoy life, you know, I think we would be able to spend more time with our children. Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunately the way the pressures that are on new parents and carers is so huge that you know, we're stuck between this place of wanting to intuitively, but then knowing that there's all these things that we're supposed to be doing, you know, it's difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're so right. Just spending time being present with your baby is so, so important. And there's so many things out there. You need this toy, you need that, you need to go to this class, you need to do that. But I just think getting down to the basics, as you said, and just, yeah, no phone, just being totally present is the biggest gift. And I think that's a massive takeaway for our listeners. Just try to drown out the noise and just be with your child.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm so lucky and grateful that I didn't have the smartphones were not around when I had my children, because I understand why it's such a temptation. Like, you know, it's like there's no point in shaming yourself or blaming yourself because you're on your phone. We live in a world where, you know, now this is the way that it is. Like, I can tell you from someone who had children when there were no smartphones, is that of course you have more time because there wasn't even that distraction. Now, obviously, you know, we have control and free will as parents as to how much we use our phone, but you know, we don't want you to feel like, you know, you can beat yourself up about these things. Mm-hmm. It's just about balance and harmony. Yeah. That's all, you know, it's, but a technology brings so much. Like, look at the Carol app, you know, if we didn't have our phones to help us and be connected, but it's balance. That's what it
is. So, so true. And you touched before on your baby having colic, and what you went to baby massage, I'm assuming to help with the colic symptoms.
Yes.
Can you touch on that and kind of explain a little bit more how baby massage, baby yoga can really help with colic and reflux?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the thing about colic is it's a really unknown like condition. Like, even the medical profession don't really know what it is. What I would love to share is that in many cultures around the world, colic doesn't exist. So a lot of people think that it is a cultural, it's a cultural condition. Of the way that we actually parent, in a lot of cultures, there's very little separation between parent and baby. There's the 40 days of like rest and restoration. So babies have everything that they need. In our culture, particularly in the UK, there's a lot of separation that happens immediately. And then think about it, you know, a lot of babies coming home in car seats, sitting in car seats, and, you know, like we're not connected. So I, from my sort of overview of looking worldwide, I think quite a lot of it is potentially cultural, but what doctors say is it could be allergies, like milk allergies, it could be overstimulation of the nervous system, it could be the sluggish digestive system, it could be feeding too much, it could be feeding too little, you know, this see what I mean? So the fact that there is no medical diagnosis, I always think when you can't explain something, it's energetic, it's cultural. You know, and also a lot of babies, there's some amazing studies, like I could talk about this all day, but like, there's some amazing studies in Uganda about babies that, you know, are doing like sitting up, you know, being supported sitting up within 6 weeks and smiling, you know, within days, because they just, there's no separation whatsoever between the parent and the baby. So in terms of how baby massage can help is, again, it's really connection is number one, being mm-hmm. present with your baby, responding to your baby's needs, listening to what your baby wants, understanding how your baby's talking to you. And then from a physical point of view, there are some basic ways to use nurturing touch to support the digestive system and to move like air through the bowel, which is seen to be one of the main issues. But I've done a lot of work on this. I've helped a lot of parents. And what I would say is that it's as difficult for parents as it is for babies.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Having a colicky baby, you know, I know from my own experience, you know, I thought I was doing this wrong or that wrong. And also I was buying loads of things. I was buying like dummies and teats of bottles and changing milk and this and that, and had all these contraptions and devices, and oh gosh, it was like, and then I was like, enough already. Like, hold on a minute, like before all of this was created to buy, what would a mother do? And the answer is hold your baby, be close with your baby, listen to your baby, and be physically connected as much as you can. So yeah, that's what I would say.
And it's so interesting. I totally agree with the massage on the stomach. We've done that before with our children, and it really helps to move gas around and helps with the digestive system. And it's a simple practice, isn't it, really? But it makes such a difference.
Yeah, I mean, what I think is really important maybe for listeners to understand is that babies don't have a sense of themselves until they're about 18 months. So when babies have pain or discomfort, it's just radiating in their body because they're not fully grounded into their bodies. So any somatic practices, somatic means anything that's working with like the nervous system to bring, like integrate experiences for baby into the now, into the moment where they can process them, helps to calm and soothe your baby's nervous system. So that's things like massage, yoga, baby wearing, containment holds, anything where basically you're helping your baby to integrate sensory information. That is the most powerful thing you can help your baby with, because that's the thing that they struggle with. Mm-hmm. If you just imagine for 1 second to the baby, you know, you're rocking up and you've come from this tranquil, the original love bubble, you know, and then suddenly it's like wham, bam, lights, music, action. And then often as parents, we make it even worse because we take babies to classes and do all these things to them that actually overstimulates them even more. So yeah, there's a lot I could say on all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've mentioned like a stomach massage, but is there any techniques or tips you can suggest for new parents to incorporate? And how often would you say, daily, 5 minutes a day?
Yeah, so really what I would do is every time you change your baby's nappy, you know, and obviously I'm going to share some content with you guys, you know, on how to do this. But every time you change your baby's nappy, just a simple clockwise circle on the tummy from just above the belly button down towards the hips. What you're doing there is you're doing the work of your baby's intestines, which are the muscles inside the intestines are developing and growing all of the time. So, you know, on day one, they're not ready to go. So if you just did that every single time, you know, throughout the day, just, you know, you're getting your oxytocin, you're getting your connection, you're moving things through the bowel, you're toning up the digestive system, you're building the connection between the gut and the brain. Like basically you can't, as long as a baby wants to have a massage and is clearly consenting, which is really important to ask, you can't, you know, touch is like the medicine that we can bring, and it does all of these amazing things, and it's for everybody, however you identify, wherever you are in the world, race, culture, creed, whatever it is, it's the universal language of connection and love.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And one of the most common topics that we get parents talking about is sleep.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether this could help with sleep as well, with sleep with baby and making them feel more regulated and relaxed.
Well, this is an interesting question, because there are actually no studies that say that baby massage improves sleep. And I like, and people go, what? But it is true. You know, so I could come on here and say, oh, yes, you know, you're going to massage your baby and they're going to fall asleep all the time. But that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Through research. However, what I can say is that, well, ask to your listeners, when you have a massage, how do you feel? Like most people feel more relaxed, like more like they want to have a doze, more content, more fulfilled, more connected, more in their bodies, more soothed and more grounded. And that is the pathway to better sleep and rest and napping and things like that. Because sleep is not just sleep. It's not like the long sleep. It's like throughout the day, you know, really good restorative rest and napping is also really important. Like we should be doing this as adults. We just forgot. Like it's in mm-hmm. our nature to nap. Look at animals. Yeah, they'll show you. Like napping is a thing for humans. So yeah, so it will help, because it will put your baby into the love bubble again. Do you remember that was what we always use as the analogy, is that when you are giving your baby massage or nurturing touch, you're coming into the love bubble.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I totally, yeah, I kind of ask because you assume that you know, baby massage would really help with sleep, but I mean, yeah, it's good to hear from your perspective for sure. So for parents who are interested in, you know, trying baby massage, baby yoga, do you offer courses? Obviously on your social media, there's a lot of kind of advice and videos. Can you share where our listeners can find you and your resources?
Yeah, so at the time of recording this, we're just about to launch a load of parenting resources. So weirdly, over the last 20 odd years, I've never really created things directly for parents because I've got a global family of over 2,000 teachers that I've trained who hold space for parents and babies across the world through classes, workshops, online sessions. So I've really spent the last 23 years training people to become teachers. And if anyone would love to become a teacher, please come and get in contact because we're on a mission to nurture the future one baby at a time, and we need more teachers to come and train with us. So we will have on the website at the moment there are some free resources, but in the next few weeks we will be literally creating like audios and courses and all sorts of things which are not only just about baby massage, they're about love and they're about connection and they're about trusting your instincts and being with your baby. So yeah, like we teach massage and yoga, but really it's about putting love into action with your baby.
Oh, amazing. I love that so much. So yeah, if to any of our listeners who are interested in learning more, definitely check out Gail's website.
Blossomandberry.com, and our Instagram is Blossom and Berry Baby Massage. And yeah, if anyone's even interested at all, like just you can book a call, we can chat anything through. We also have an amazing podcast called Nurturing the Future, 1001 Days to Save the World. And on there is a variety of advice on baby massage, but also other experts like myself talking about why love matters in the first 1001 days of life.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so, so much, Gail. It's been so good to chat with you. And yeah, as we said, check out all Gail's resources. She's your go-to woman for all things baby yoga, baby massage, and everything in the love bubble, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us to reach other mums just like you.